Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
This is the Rusk Report, a program that takes an inside look at Western New York with news, features, and special guests. Now, here's your host, Brian Rusk.
Welcome to the Rusk Report on ESPN AM 1520. At the recommendation of great leader in the arts in Western New York, Bonnie Gordon Flickinger, we have today Lucia Caracci-Ederer, and she is Honorary Vice Consul of Italy. And I'd like to tell you a little bit about her background. Lucia's professional career has always involved work with immigrant and refugee issues. As she points out, this work has always been about service and is never a 9-to-5 job. After completing college in 3 years, Lucia worked at the International Institute of Buffalo from 72 to 92 as an assistant program director and caseworker, resettling immigrants and refugees in Western New York. In those capacities, Lucia also worked as an official observer in the United Nations refugee camps in Thailand, Hong Kong, Malaysia, Singapore, and Indonesia. Our guest today, the Honorary Vice Consul of Italy, Lucia Caracci-Ederer. Let's talk a little bit about what you do in your work with immigrants and refugee issues, as there's so much concern about refugees and immigrants today with our immigration laws. Tell us, what do you do, Lucia?
Well, first, thank you for having me. And as you know, my name is Lucia. Lucia is in Spanish. That's how it's pronounced. But Lucia, as in Santa Lucia, everyone knows
that
song.
Beautiful song.
Yes. Which is about sailing, by the way, not about saint.
Mm-hmm.
I always remind people of that. And, yes, obviously there's a lot of talk about immigrants and refugees, and they are definitely two different categories legally under the immigration law, and I'm not going to go into that. But obviously, our Italian immigrants come under the immigrant category, which means that they have a family sponsor. And since we have such a large Italian community in Western New York, and actually in all of New York State, has the largest Italian community in the U.S.,
I think in New York State, it's the biggest voting block in the state of New York.
Of Italian Americans, yes.
Yeah.
And so the Italian government has had a representation in this area since the 1890s already. And we continue. I'm one of a few honorary consuls in this area. We have Japan and Germany and France besides myself. I don't know really if there is anyone else. And our main concern is Italian citizens. That is because many people obviously have still a direct connection to Italy. And whether it may be family members, inheritance, pensions, anything that may still connect them to their homeland. And so this is what we, as vice consuls, we try to assist them with. If we can save them a trip to the Consulate General in New York City, then that's what we do. We do their passports, their fingerprinting, so they don't have to make a personal appearance, and things of this nature. But every day there's something new, because we never know who and what is on the other end of the phone.
Very good. Our guest again is Lucia Caracci Ederer, and she is Honorary Vice Consul of Italy. And you were talking about Santa Lucia, and I'm a good friend of Rose Nowak, and her maiden name was Santa Lucia.
Santa Lucia.
And her brother, Tom, is an attorney in Western York. Tom is Santa Lucia. Yeah. So, and I love the song Santa Lucia. It's a beautiful song. So very good. Now, I want to mention one thing. ESPN 1520 is streaming. You can listen live by going to our website, ESPN1520.com, and clicking on the radio.com or listen tab. Now, let's talk a little bit in your past history, and I'm fond of the International Institute of Buffalo. I know Debbie Bellani does an excellent job as the chief financial officer there today. And I was on the board there for about 15 years with Bill McGavern. So that was probably between, or some of the time you were there, probably between 1990 and 2005. So let's talk about what you did at the International Institute as you were there for 20 years as assistant program director and caseworker.
Yes, the International Institute is really one of those fine, really great places in Buffalo. At that time, it was a United Way agency, and I was hired by Mrs. Elizabeth Ponafidini, who was from Russia.
Oh, yes.
She had come out of the Russian Revolution, and I went in to volunteer during the summer because I had started my teaching career. And since I had free time during the summer, I thought that would be a good place to volunteer and spend some time. As it were, Mrs. Ponafidin offered me a job.
Mm-hmm.
Because the program director was retiring, and so she needed someone in that department. But she explained to me everything that needed to be done, and she very affectionately told me that you have to be able to afford this job, because in nonprofit organizations you do not earn a very high salary. So I started at the International Institute, and we did all kinds of programming and international programs, and I do remember you, I think, from...
I had more hair then.
And Mr. McGavern and a lot of the people on the board.
And we worked with Teddy Nitschko, who is a very fine man.
Yes, and Mr. Mason Damon was president of the board at one time. And so it was really a wonderful place. And I was in the activities and programming, so we used to do a lot of international concerts and singing and dance group and... Well, I still have some of the pictures from International Institute.
Well, I may be in some of them. It's a wonderful organization.
Yes, and I started when it was still at 1260 Delaware, near Gate Circle. And
after they moved.
Yes. Yeah. So then but interestingly, the International Institute started as a project of the YWCA. And originally it was located near where City Hall is on Niagara Square. And they were working with immigrant girls. And a lot of them at that time were Italian and Polish.
Mm-hmm.
So that's the origins of the Institute.
A wonderful organization. And again, our guest, Lucia Caracci Ederer, was involved there at the International Institute from 72 to 92. If you're listening in Cheektowaga or Toronto or Manhattan, please drop us a note to Brian Rusk, ESPN Radio, 500 Corporate Parkway, Suite 200, Buffalo, New York, 14226. And we have received letters as far away as Scandinavia and New Zealand, so we'd like to hear from you and our Canadian and European listeners. A little plug here regarding the Ampol Legal newspaper. For 60 years, the Ampol Legal has been Polonia's newspaper, sharing our Polish heritage with the readers. News, feature articles, great columns, and recipes have filled our pages for six decades. If you haven't read our paper, we invite you to try our winter special. 6 months for $15. That's 26 issues, including our great Easter editions for only $15. Call 716-835-9454 to order or click on the services menu on our website, www.ampoleagle.com, and put winter special in the comments box. A little bit more information about Lucia Caracci Ederer. She served as an interpreter at the 1980 Winter Olympic Games at Lake Placid and at the 1984 Winter Olympic Games in Sarajevo. She also worked at the World University Games in Buffalo in 92. Her knowledge of Italian, Spanish, French, and several Italian dialects has made her a regular court interpreter. Our guest today, the Honorary Vice Consul of Italy, Lucia Caracci Ederer. Now, you gave me a book here. Now, is this your husband who wrote this?
Yes, Martin Ederer.
And the book is An Italian Immigrant Community and the Scala Brinian Fathers. What is this book about, and where can people buy this book? Tell us about that.
Well, the book is really a study of the Italian community that developed on the waterfront around St. Anthony's Church. And the Scalabrinian missionaries have, founded by Bishop Scalabrini, have worked with immigrants and refugees, people that have been uprooted, and they work all over the world. And Bishop Scalabrini had a special fondness, I should say, or a special interest and concern for people who left their homeland for one reason or another. So it is, they can call St. Anthony's Church if anyone is interested in the book. It's probably the most in-depth study of any ethnic community, I think, in this area.
Now, another thing that you gave to me were the brochures on Carnevaldi, music unmasked with the women of Vivaldi and East and West, and the Northern Lights. Could you tell us about these programs so listeners throughout Western New York and Southern Canada can go to these events, okay?
Well, we've always, well, being in the work that I've been in, and obviously programming and socialization programs have always been an important part, as well as teaching English or teaching Italian, and creating understanding, really, among people. And one of our projects, because I was involved at St. Anthony's Church for so long, was the Camerata di Sant'Antonio. We used the volunteers that were coming to the church, and we created this chamber music orchestra, and it's been 16 years now. And so we have four concerts a year, and one coming up in February will be Carnevaldi, and we are doing Vivaldi in the original scoring. That
now, are these free and open to the public?
They're not free, unfortunately, but most the money really goes to pay for the musicians, and usually the admission is between $15 and $20, but it's less for students, less for seniors, and so on. And we, of course, as part of my job, I try to interest people, and to anything I think that brings people to Italy or makes them aware of Italian culture, for us, it's a good thing. And so I've always organized so many different programs along these lines, and we also, my husband and I, volunteer with different organizations in the German German clubs because he's German and Austrian and the Italian, obviously. And we are also involved at Corpus Christi Church because Corpus Christi has some beautiful paintings renditions of Italian paintings of Raffaello. So
I love Italy. I've been there 25 times, been throughout Rome, Milan, Florence, Capri several times, and I was very fortunate to have 17 audiences with His Holiness John Paul II, because I'm Polish and he's Polish, so we had some common links with his right arm, Father Dziwisz, yeah, who is a good friend of mine. So we're very happy to support Italy and its culture. Let's talk a little bit about what you did. This is quite interesting that you were an official observer in the United Nations refugee camps in Thailand, Hong Kong, Malaysia, Singapore, and Indonesia. So you must have deep sensitivity to refugees, as we have so many refugees in Western New York and Southern Ontario. Let's talk about what you did as an official observer. Lucia Caracci, Editor, Honorary Vice Consul of Italy.
Well, as at that time, you must remember the boat people, the Vietnamese that were coming out of Vietnam, and some of them had very tragic circumstances, obviously, and they were, well, they were trying to go anywhere where they could land or a boat, I guess, and during that time, you know, the refugees, if they are, they become a UN, they're protected by the UN in refugee camps. And then many different countries who accept refugees go in to interview them. And that's how they, you know, they get processed and vetted and so on. And that's how you have Vietnamese people in Sweden or Norway or and I was sent with a colleague from Minneapolis, St. Paul, Minnesota, who was Vietnamese, and to observe the conditions in the camps and the services that were that are rendered in the camps, like the health services, also the education services, if they're taught languages, what materials they use, the security that's in the camps. And some of them obviously are very well, but the United Nations is there at the pleasure of the host country. So some of those conditions would not be as, you know, as good as we would like them to be, but at least they are in a secure place.
Very good. We're learning a great deal from our guest, Lucia Caracci, Editor, Honorary Vice Consul of Italy, on the Rusk Report on ESPN AM 1520. If you're listening in Montreal, South Buffalo, or Northern Florida, drop us a note. Please write to Brian Rusk, ESPN Radio, 500 Corporate Parkway, Suite 200, Buffalo, New York, 14226. We always greet letters from our Canadian and European listeners with their 50,000 watts of clear channel power. A little bit more information about the Honorary Vice Consul of Italy, Lucia Caracci, Editor. From 92 to 2012, Lucia was activities coordinator at St. Anthony of Padua Church in Buffalo, where she strengthened existing programs and created new programs by expanding the intellectual, social, and cultural offerings and reach of the parish. In 98, Lucia was named Honorary Vice Consul of Italy for the eight counties of Western New York, a position she still holds. Now let's talk about this important position, what you do with people who come to you for help with your homeland of Italy, and tell us about all the details.
Well, as I said before, every day is something new and something different. And just today, I received an email from Italy of someone whose relatives died in the state of Delaware, and the state of Delaware sent them a notice that there are unclaimed funds in the state. So how do I go about that? I have a notice. I don't understand what I have to do. Mm-hmm. And how much is it going to cost me to get an attorney in order to do this and so on. So there's, as I say, people have many different problems, whether it's divorce, it's marriage, it's going to school, obtaining, translating documents, all of the things that really connect them to where they were born, where they came from. And so that is what we try to do. And we are obviously a limited authority. I work under the Consulate General in New York City. And if it is something that I am authorized to do, then I can save people a trip to New York. Otherwise, they have to go in person. And obviously, the consulate generals work under the embassies in Washington. But I think the Italians are still fortunate that they have some representation locally, because the other countries, they have to deal directly with New York City. So we still try. Italy has always tried to follow their people around the world, and we have almost a whole other country overseas, North America, South America, Australia, and in Europe. So there's probably more Italians overseas than in Italy itself.
Very good. Well, it's wonderful work you do. Again, I know you have events coming up right now, and our director of production, Kevin Carr, is studying them right now. And these are events that are coming up with the Italian-American community in Western New York. And if you can give the dates and times so our public who's listening to the Rusk Report on ESPN AM 1520 can attend these important programs.
Well, I will. We will be having the Carnevaldi at St. Anthony's Church, February 24th, and we have a ladies' choir, chorus, and who will be performing the works in their original scoring by Vivaldi, and you know Vivaldi was a priest. They called him the Red Priest because he had red hair, and he taught in a girls' school. So the choral works are written for women. And then our last concert of the Camerata di Sant'Antonio, we named it for Sant'Antonio, for the saint, and St. Anthony's Church. The next one will be East Meets West on May 5th. And it will also be at St. Anthony's. And Christopher Weber is our conductor. Mm-hmm. And he's a very skilled gentleman. And we try to not copy what other orchestras are doing. So it's always something unique.
Very good. Well, these are wonderful programs, and at ESPN AM 1520, I and Kevin Carr encourage all of our listeners to attend these important cultural and artistic events in the Italian-American community. Again, our guest is Lucia Caracci, Editor, Honorary Vice Consul for the country of Italy. Now, you moved the offices of the Vice Consulate of Italy from Buffalo to the Niagara Arts and Cultural Center in Niagara Falls, New York, and arts and civic leader Bonnie Gordon-Flickinger mentioned this to me and recommended you be on the program. Could you please explain why you moved the offices for the Vice Consulate of Italy?
Well, I'm really for all of Western New York, and the Vice Consulate being an honorary position means that we are really honorary. That means we are not a salaried position. Mm-hmm. So we work at the same time at the pleasure of the Consulate General, and we have a fee for service scale that we have to adhere to. So We have to be very careful, obviously, how much we can pay for rent. And the rents, as they went up, I had to look for a different place. And naturally, they told me you have 8 counties in Western New York, so there must be somewhere cheaper than Delaware Avenue. Mm-hmm. And that's why, you know, really we moved to Niagara Falls. But we have found that Niagara Falls has been very welcoming, and there are also, there's a large Italian community there, and they're underserved in many ways. So they were very, extremely happy to have us there. And it's also very convenient, because it's very accessible, and sometimes people are going to Niagara Falls or to Canada anyway. And now that my counterpart in Rochester has retired, there isn't really any other vice consul in all of New York State. So there's only me at this end and the consulate general at the other end. So people would always prefer to come to Western New York than to go to Manhattan.
Lucia Caracci, editor, is honorary vice consul of Italy. We have about a minute left. If you can tell why you highlight the cultures and people of our area through the Italian-American community.
Well, why is, as I say, we like to present Italy in the best way possible and encourage people to visit Italy. Tourism is very important to Italy. And also this way, our Italian products, which are, we think, they're some of the best and high-end products that may interest them, is very important, obviously, to the Italian economy. And also, our Italian culture sort of speaks for itself. It's our calling card, so to speak. And so we try to do to organize as many things as we can in our little world here in this area.
I'm sorry we have to bring the Rusk Report to a close. We've learned so much from the honorary vice consul of Italy, Lucia Caracci Edrer. Special thanks to Kevin Carr, director of production for the past 15 years, and we thank Bonnie Gordon Flickinger, leader of the arts in upstate New York, for recommending this program. We have coming up Stephen Cotton with the Challenger Learning Center, and Marissa Maruli, a famous photographer, videographer from California. I'd like to thank those who've called regarding the program on the Michelangelo painting with Marty Kober, David Brenneman, Society of Four Arts, and United States Congressman Chris Collins. Thank you for enlightening us, Lucia Caracci Edrer. Have a great week.
You've been listening to The Rusk Report, a program that takes an inside look at the Western New York community with news, features, and special guests. If you have any comments or suggestions, please write to Brian Rusk, 500 Corporate Parkway, Suite 200, Amherst, New York, 14226.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.